The West Live.
The West Live
with Ben O'Shea.
And now, this is one of my favourite parts of the show over the last week or so, where we get to cross to Tokyo, speak to someone on the ground at the Olympics, and for Sunrise Sports reporter Mark Beretta, that ground has been moving today. G'day, Mark.
G'day, Ben. How are you?
Yeah, really good, mate. Now, the earth has been moving for most of us with the number of gold medals Australia has been winning, but it's been literally the case for you today.
It was pretty bizarre. I've never been to an earthquake before. We were just about to go to air with Sunrise about 7 o'clock this morning. I looked up above our cameraman. I just noticed that the roof was swaying back and forwards, and I thought that's a bit unusual because we broadcast from a tower which is about almost 10 stories up out front of the main stadium. It's a tower that normally would probably be made of scaffold, but in Japan, because they earthquake-proof everything, it's actually made of heavy construction steel. It's a very solid tower, and it is made for just occasions like this. Anyhow, it started moving, and I noticed the lights on either side of the camera were swaying backwards and forwards, and we all looked at each other and had a bit of a laugh, and it was an earthquake. I think it was a 5.8 magnitude set in Fukushima. And look, to the locals, it's no big deal. To us, it was an earth-moving event, yes.
Wow. I've been to Japan myself a bunch of times, and it's obviously a very earthquake-prone place. I've never experienced one myself. But I've got to say, I don't really envy you going through it, Mark.
No, look, it was interesting. It's not something I would wish on anyone else. I think it's probably the unknown. We're very lucky. We've got a wonderful guide and driver, Anthony, who keeps an eye out for us. And our deal with him is he obviously knows the lie of the land. He said, I will message you and you'll know when to get out. So we've got a good little system with him. But it was unique and unusual and quite. It's not a violent thing. It wasn't a violent experience. It was just a gentle rocking. And you know, I guess the more the rocking becomes big rocking, that's when you've got a problem. It was quite unusual just to see how everything moved. You know, it was incredible.
Yeah, wow. And now we're going to talk Olympics, of course. Before we get into the sport, though, there's a lot of talk in Australia at the moment about our returning athletes and some things that they might be doing on the way out of town. The Rugby Sevens boys made a bit of a mess of their accommodation, allegedly. Now we've heard reports of the Oli Roos on a flight. What's the talk over there in Tokyo about the behaviour of Aussie athletes?
To be honest, a huge disappointment, and it's just such a smear on a team that has been so exceptional in what they've achieved and is still achieving and will still achieve over the next few days. This sort of thing can just, you know, just take the shine off and destabilise the team a little bit, and, you know, that's really sad because it has been such a good games. It's been such a great event for Australia, and then, you know, there's been some room damage in the athlete village. You know, that's every 4 years, every 2 years with Winter Games, we go away and we represent our nation. And we don't like to do that. That's not the impression we want to leave on the rest of the world. It's not how we want to leave the host nation. And the Japanese are such hospitable, warm, wonderful hosts. That's not the way that we want to, you know, say thank you for having us. So I think there's a huge level of disappointment in what went on. There was a couple of nights ago, a big bash in the accommodation. Some walls, beds and rooms, bathrooms have been damaged. The culprits appear to be a group of rowers / rugby players / Oli Roos soccer players. Obviously not everyone, but just a handful, a very small handful, and then carried on the flight on the way home. So they drank a lot on the flight on the way home and carried on a bit with the crew on the flight. And so what happens, the process is the AOC goes back to the individual sports and says, hey, listen, you're out of line, you're lost. We want to know who, we want to know what's happened, and we'll take it from there. But the reports are currently coming back. I think the report is back from football, if I remember right. I think they've reported back with names. So we'll just see what falls out today on that. But they'll be pretty swift in dealing with it. And they will be dealt with, because rightly they should be. It's just way out of line and hugely disrespectful.
And if there is a plus side, it's that the Japanese don't really already have the best opinion of Australians, having seen the snowboarders and skiers that we send over there every winter. But, you know, hopefully the rest of the team does us proud in the remainder of the games. Let's talk about the sport. Where were you last night?
But glued to the TV last night watching the hockey, and the Kookaburras were unbelievable knocking off Germany. They've come through two massive games. They've beaten the Netherlands second last game and Germany last night. Two world superpowers of hockey. And to be honest, every time Australia and Netherlands and Germany come together, it's a heavyweight bout. You know, it's just an incredible, incredible game, and it was. The Kookaburras are so on at the moment. You know, they're just playing brilliantly. They're fast up and down the field. They're defensively strong. They're in attack, they're strong. A 3-1 was the scoreline, and you know, that's an impressive scoreline for a semi-final. So they move on now to play for hopefully for the gold medal. So yeah, great performance by them. That was brilliant. And then the Boomers, of course, just awesome up against Argentina. Wow, they lit
smashed
it up last night. And a tournament like the Olympics, you often hear tennis players talk about it in a Grand Slam, where they say you play yourself into a tournament like this. You're only peaking in the first match you play. You've got to work yourself into it. And the Boomers are doing that perfectly, as are Team USA, their next opponent in the semi. So that's going to be a really interesting clash. It's a clash we had to have. We always knew it was coming somewhere along the line. Australia beat them in the warm-up tournament in Las Vegas. So, you know, Australians will go in with nothing to lose. They'll give it a good go. And we've got the same thing. The Opals have got Team USA in the women's draw, so it's going to be the women's is a quarter final, the men's is a semi, so both against Team USA. So next couple of days, big ask of both our basketball teams.
Mm. Well, to be the best, you've got to beat the best, and that's the task ahead for the Opals and Boomers. And what's on your dance card for today, Mark?
I've just arrived back at the main stadium. Just went off to have a little bite this morning and just reassess the day, and I'm just heading in to see some of our great Australians in action today. And, of course, Peter Bowl tonight in the 800 metres is probably our greatest hope. A quick shout-out, too, to our swimmer in the 10K, Karina Lee. She's a surf swimmer from up Noosa Way in Queensland. She picked up a bronze medal in the women's marathon, the 10K swim, this morning, which is a gutsy effort. So bronze medal for Karina Lee, which is added to the tally, and that was really fantastic. But Peter Bowl tonight, 27-year-old Sudanese refugee, came to Australia running in the school meet, and the school coach saw his talent and said, you should go on with this. And here he is at the Olympic Games. So, you know, he's a great story. Fled with his family from war-torn Sudan and finds himself now at the Olympic Games about to represent his new country. And, just brilliant. I can't wait to see how he goes tonight. There's a big talk about Peter Bowl and how good he could be. And we haven't had a man win that event, the 800 metres at an Olympic Games, since 1968 in Mexico City. So it's a big occasion for Australia tonight. And, of course, the Opals are back in action again tonight, which is great. So up against Team USA is a beauty. Much going on. It's like, as I said, it's four grand finals every day for 2 weeks.
Well, there's a lot of excitement around Peter Bowl over here in the West. He grew up in Perth, and he wrote a column in our newspaper, The West Australian, today, revealing, you know, a lot of his thoughts going into this final. I know all of Australia, especially Western Australia, will be behind him, and we'll be behind you as well, Sunrise reporter Mark Beretta. Thanks for all your work over there in Tokyo. We're loving watching you on the TV, and thanks for being on The West Live.
Thanks for having me for the chat, and thanks for the support. And sayonara from Tokyo, the Olympic City.